Yud Zayin Kislev, Tuesday the 13th of December, Rav Moshe Halpern, mezuzahs in the air.
Good morning. First of all, I apologize for the minute and a half delay. It's not really my fault. I wasn't told that there's a change of venue. I wasn't least at present. Don't someone told me in any case. So the Rav Rav Yankel, the Zuknacham, in a minute this year. So his, my loss is his gain. Yeah. Pasum Mechvad Asaniya. So the Asaniya is in least at present over here. And Mr. Itzkevich, who organizes it. People don't realize, I know how much he has to chase me for one share, and I can imagine how much he has to chase six people every week. This is a moedike zach, a moedike schis, for him and for the mishtatim this year. There was last week a very distinguished chushev guest in Golders Green, a shiva, I don't know if you visited people over here. His name is Rav Kluft, I don't know what his first name. He's a son-in-law of a son-in-law of the Stipler. The Stipler had a son-in-law, Rav Barzam, unfortunately died very young, and I think the Stipler lived with his daughter, his Rebetzin Barzam. He's a son-in-law there. Came to visit my father, so he said an interesting shala which he had recently. He moved yeshivas from, I don't know, from one place to the other, Kiryat Sefer, and in Eretz Yisrael, even in Golders Green, it is sometimes like that. The Moises haven't got permanent buildings. They're in porter cabins, and it's called Kalavamim, but what we call porter cabins. And if you want to move them from one place to the next, they're picked up with a crane, put on a Masait, as they call it in Eretz, and it's moved from one place to the next. These porter cabins are lifted up. Besides, obviously, the movable furniture, but everything, all the fixed fixtures, all the part of the Jewish fixed fixture of a house and a room is the mezuzah. So the question was, a porter cabin is echa mechiva mezuzah, it's been used for smedish, for eating, for learning, and I'm beitzim, and besemedish, is maybe put on mezuzah, but the master since put medushim, nowadays one is Michael, and one drinks coffee, maybe to do biscuits also, and we'll shabashidas. So the master, we are knowing, besides on the very Ashkenazish shiur, which are mamish only for davening, and there's absolutely no speaking there at all, we are knowing to put on a mezuzah. So the question is, if the porter cabin is being transported, it gets in a crane, it's in the air for I don't know how long, whether it's a few seconds or a few minutes, then it gets put on a trailer and then transported. So the question is, wherever it says in the Pusik, Lushin Finasir, or there's something, there's a Halucha Fintase Veloi Minuusi. That means one can't have something which was done the Ptar afterwards when it says Mishayev, that would not be okay. So the question is, if while the porter cabin was in the air or in transit, it would not be chayv mezuzah. There's a question whether once it's come down, whether one has to take it off and put it back on, and the shalas whether a bruchah.
Sure, Rabbi, can you just try
and
say a minute or so? Can you just explain that?
Yeah, Lemushel, I'll give a digma, and we will soon come to that. One of the sources where we see most tas of lemushel is by tzitzis. Tzitzis have to be put, I'll come to the day, Muslim tzitzis. So we know that to be mechir in tzitzis, it has to be a beged, it has to be a size, and it has to have four corners. If a beged were to be, for example, round, all over, and one would put on the four tzitzis, and then afterwards one would cut off and straighten out the edges, that would be not okay, because when it was put on when it was b'ptor. Now, You made a beged mechir, and you want to say that what happened before should be okay. We find it in sikkah also, baschach. We see that hay, straw, is kusher eschach, yet if one has a haystack, and one would take out from underneath, and because of that make a hole, which is high, 10, 12, by 7 and 7, so automatically the schach is there. We say, since when that hay was put on, there was nothing underneath, so it wasn't considered schach, one would have to take off the schach and put it back, or something which can happen even in modern day, we don't usually make sickness in haystacks, but if someone put on the schach while the roof was closed, Again, I don't say for definite, but it could be a very big problem if when the roof is closed, it's not considered a sikkah. I'm not saying for sure, but that's something which could be a serious problem. You put the schach while the roof was closed, and afterwards you're lifting up the roof. But but in sikkah we see that there is takah b'sikkah. We see if when you put on the schach, the roof was open, even if afterwards you've closed the roof and then reopen, we don't say that every time you reopen the roof you have to lift up the schach. And that's something we'll see, that if when it was done b'kashrus, yeah, even if afterwards there's an external something externally past the sikkah, we still say it's okay. Our question is, if it's something, so again, it's a very good point brought out, although we definitely say past of leminusi, yet we see that if when it was done bekashas, and afterwards something happened, an external factor which, for whatever reason, one couldn't sit in the sukkah, afterwards, when you open up the roof, it becomes okay. The question is over here, when the porter cabin is in the air, is that considered an external factor, or it's something which has happened in the whole room and in the mezuzah itself? So a few interesting topics which are brought up on the way is there's chivas in certain achronish asurim. Obviously it's from 30, 40, 50 years ago, when lifts or elevators, what they called, were brought into Jewish homes. I mean, I don't know when the elevator was designed, and my knowledge didn't go that far. I don't know if anyone else knows, but it doesn't matter. They certainly were. Usually it was in the high-rises in America, where the Balbus was New York State, whatever, so there wasn't a shala of putting a mezuzah on the elevator, because the house belonged to a goy, and even the tenants were also mixed. Sidishid and Puerto Ricans and whatever, so Ashkenazi and whatever, but it definitely wasn't the tenants weren't sold even. And in Ed's shul, in the first years, there was two or three floors and people couldn't afford. Afterwards, when Bukhshem, the Matzav HaPanusa, became better and the place was getting more tight, so even in Bnei Brak, so they started building 5, 6, or 7 klanot with small children. So that's when elevators, lifts were brought in. So the question was brought, chivas from Rav Weiss, from Rav Breisch, Yeah, not Rabbi Chalkis Yankov is. I forgot the name. Huh? It's Rav Reish? Yeah, and there's some Chiva Betzela Chachma from Rav Stern from Melbourne, a brother of David Sinu, I forgot his name. So, one of the questions was there is whether the elevator is Mechiev Bemeziza. There was two questions. One which is Negeya Fa'ins. Oh, so first of all, there could be the size. A room has to be dalad. Oh, but for that,
like
there
a
is...
car. What is it? The car as well?
Maybe yeah. Soon see a car. Yeah. A car, one doesn't live in a car. So basically, one doesn't live in an elevator also not. Yet, in every house, the hallway, the front door, which in a way people think is the most mechivah mezuzah, the hallway, one doesn't sleep in the hallway, one doesn't eat in the hallway, yet it's got a halucha, the base shah, since it serves the dining room, the swim room, the kitchen, the bedroom, whatever, is mechivah al tzbeis shah. So the question was whether the lift is mechivah al tzbeis shah. In a base shah, it's brought down the poskim, that when do we say a room has to have dalad al dalad? A room which is meant for sleeping, or for eating, or for learning, whatever, such a room, if it's not dalad al dalad, it's not really serving its purpose. Whereas a hallway is serving its purpose, even if it's not dalad al dalad, because a hallway doesn't have to be. So when does lalucha, the dalad al dalad, maybe only applies to the room. But what's serving the room, maybe does not have to be dalad al dalad.
But also a door to the street. We're talking the hall. Sometimes the hall has got the door to the street.
Street, yeah. So I mean, every hall has got the door to the street.
The zoos are from the street to come into the building, usually.
Why do you need...
Some people can say that that's one in Mechiyah, but more than the old route.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why is it Mechiyah? It's leading into the hallway. The hallway hasn't got dalad. They're not talking about Nashul, but in the private house, from the less affluent members, the hallway that doesn't have a dalad, since it's serving the men. So So one of the shalas, which is a lot of aspects were with that, one of the shalas is whether something that is keeps on moving the whole time is mechiyah b'mezuza. The closest thing which is brought in Shulchan Aruch and in the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch is bayis shebesfina, yeah, a house which is on a ship that existed in the medieval times as well, and that's something which is moving. The Rambam brings a house and a ship and a sikha in the same halucha and says since they're not meant for a dira kaviyah, they're not as a permanent basis. The Kinnas Yankov has got the shala, what does the Rambam mean when he says that a house in a ship is puter because it's not a dira kaviyah? Does he mean because a ship in essence in itself is something that moves the whole time, it's not a permanent structure? Or does the Rambam mean that normal people usually use a ship just for transport? It's not something that someone would make his permanent home. Maybe it took a week to cross the ocean, or maybe a few weeks to cross the ocean in the olden times, but it's not someone, somewhere where someone would permanently live. Where would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be if there's a captain who, that's his permanent residence. I don't know if there was something, but if there is, the question that would be tula in the, dependent on the two talmim. If you say because the structure is not a fixed structure, so regardless, even if someone has made there his permanent house, fine, but it's not the normal place where the majority of human beings would want to live. If you say it's just because it's used for the week or two as traveling, this person, that's his business and that's his permanent residence. What? Yeah. It's not where the majority of the oilim don't live on boats. I mean, there are some people.
But to say this in the Royal Navy.
Huh?
They live on the ship.
Yeah, they haven't got a permanent residence. Yeah. So that was a chkila in the Kilas Yankiv. The Tzalach Chochma brings a different gemura. There's a halucha in Ariva Tuchimin. Yeah, we know Shabbos, one is only allowed to go outside the town 2,000 amos. If someone's got a house in the midbar, he's an only house, he has to count from his house. If there's a town, even if the town is not taken around by a wall, yeah, so even if you would not be allowed to carry in the town, yet if the houses are not further than 70 amos one from another, for example in London, yeah, one can walk the whole length and breadth of London, and after one has gone out of London, still walk 2,000 amos, where that's capable to do in the 20 miles of Shabbos, Weissnish. Oh, so it has to have a Shem Eir. The Gemara says that people who live in tents, like the Bedouins, that's not called, even if there would be a whole load of tents together, or an Israeli outpost, if it has to be, would not be considered as a town to walk 2,000 amos from the last tent. Everyone would count from the doorway of his tent, because that's not a permanent structure. So the Gemara asks, so the Gemara says, what is the din about a bayis shebesfina? You've got a town like Venice, Yal Mushal, and you've got the ships, mamish on the tocha shivim amma v'shraim, in the 70 amas of the town, you've got a ship. Now the question is, whether you would be allowed to go, whether that would also be included in town. The one says that the bayis shebesfina is not included in a town. In the Rishonim, there's two reasons why not. Rashi says, why? Because the ship sometimes is in the town, in the 70 amas of the town, and sometimes moves further. So it's not a permanent part of the town. Other Rishonim say that the ship, in essence, is not a permanent structure. So the Chayla, that would be also a tuli in, like, more or less everything in Jewish law and custom. If anyone asks you a question, you can say it's a machloikus, because there's almost nothing in halucha or in minhug which is not a machloikus. So the Chayla, it's tuli in that machloikus. What's the chesurim of a bayis of sinner? Whether because it's not a permanent fixture, or because it's got a different form. Kelas Yankov says that his son, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, brought a raya that the reason why one is not mechir a mezizah on a bayis shebesvina is not because one doesn't make his permanent residence there, but because the structure in essence is not a permanent structure. He didn't find that in Rambam Hilchos Mezizah. He found that in Rambam Hilchos Brachos Perek Yudalef Halacha Beis. So he says that the Rambam says that there are mitzvahs chiyuvis, which one is mechiyuv to do, tefillin, yeah? And there's mitzvah kiyimis, tzitzis lemushal, we're machno, everyone puts on tzitzis, but the etzim you would only be mechiyuv if you have dalet kavus. So the Rambam says, mezizah. Yeah, mezizah is not a chiyuv to have a house. So the Lushna Rambam is, yes, mitzvah she'enon choyve, which they're not compulsory. Elo doimen l'reshis. It's not like eating a piece of cake. It's a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah chiyimis. Kegom mezizah, she'en udam chayv lishkem b'bayis. There's no chiyuv that the person has to live in a house. Elem rutza, if he wants, lishkoin kol yomov v'oyhel, in a tent. Or b'svina, yeshet, he can live all his life in a ship, and he's not mechiyuv mezizah. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky brought a raya that we see that the reason why a svina is not mechiyuv mezizah is not because a person doesn't make his residence. Even if he would make his residence there, it's not a permanent structure. A shalom, which is also brought down in Milchus Yitzchok and Chalkis Yankov, is about a caravan, yeah, which many people, again, there are people who for holiday, they rent a caravan, drive around with it, and then park, and they can stay a couple of days in this place and in that place, and there's a kitchen, there's a bedroom, or all in one, whether that's Nechiev B'mezizah. So Rav Weiss interestingly says, there's two sorts of, he was told, people who would buy caravans. Someone just uses it for traveling from one place to the next. Yeah, it's not. And the other people, for whatever reason, can't afford the house, and they have it. So he would say, those who use it just for traveling, he would equate to a prison. A prison, whether it's mechiyuv b'mezizah. The Gemara in Yima says that there's a machlokes, Rabida and the Chachumim, I think it is, whether the Gemara is talking there about the Lishkas HaPalhedrin, where the Kohen Gadol was put in. The Gemara says that there's a Machlokes Rabbeinu Rabbanan, whether Dira Bal Kocho Shma Dira, or not, whether someone who is forced to be in a place, whether that's considered he's living in the place, because he wants so on his free will, or not. We say, even if a Dira Bal Kocho Shma Dira, Kenzan, a prison is not a permanent residence of a person, although unfortunately some people might get a few months, some people might get a few years, and even a person who's got a life sentence, but it's basically something which is just as a method of transit, it's to move on afterwards, well that's the way it should be, in any case, one shouldn't be there to start off. Again, the Shala wouldn't be in Her Majesty's prison, because that doesn't belong to a Yid, and hopefully there shouldn't be any Yid in there, but even if there is, there's other tenants who are going. We're talking about the ownership is Yid, and it could be only, So Rav Weiss feels that a caravan which is just used just for traveling is not something which is, again, it's something to move on. Whereas something which is a caravan which someone has because he wants to permanently live there would be toiler in the above Pachloikis by a swimmer, someone who's made his permanent residence in a swimmer.
So what's this about the prison?
Huh?
What's this about the prison in Milchat Yitzchak?
No. Say a prison. They say that although Dir Bal Kocho Shma Dira, it's not a permanent residence. It's meant to move on.
Yeah, sure. If it's a caravan, there are caravan sites where people go for 2 or 3 weeks on. They have all caravans, and they actually live in the caravan.
Yeah. But he still feels it's not more than someone who's in prison for a month ago. Although he's not by force there, it's something. It's not a permanent. The most closest thing which I found in the Poskim is Grace Machloikas Achroinim. Nowadays it's in a more modern version, but in the olden times people had houses, and when it came to sikkahs, they wanted to make sikkah. So what did they do? They took off the roof. I don't know exactly what the roof was made, tiles or wood or whatever. They left the beams in the middle, and they put schach between the beams. And the Mishnah has to be more schach than the beam, because the beam itself is part of the house. Now, a sikkah, as we said, is putum mezizah. The question is, after Yom Tov, when he puts back the roof, when he has to take the mezuzah off and put it back. So first of all, the whole machlokes, which is not negay to us, whether, although a sikka is a diras arai, it means it can be a diras arai, but this house is basically a diras kvah. The question is, because he's taken off the roof, whether it's converted from an arai to a kvah. So there's a sefer Bu'atira, over which the post can bring down, which says, even if he would say, he doesn't agree so, but even if he would say that since he's taken off the roof, it's become a diras arai, yeah? He still says it would be okay. What's it based on? In Simon Tesvil and Hilchasitis, and it's a very complicated Simon, there's a few Shittas Rishonim, and in every Shittas Rishonim there's a few Shittas Achronim. But basically, there is a Shitta, and it could be the Mugen Avraham says so, if someone has got a Tzitzis, yeah, which he's put on four corners, he's put on a Tzitzis, one corner will tear off with a Tzitzis. Yeah, a whole corner will tear off with a Tzitzis, provided that the corner has got gimel al gimel at spurs, which that is the sheer kunov, that's how far we have to put the tzitz away from the corner. According again, according to Mugen Avraham, I'm not saying that one should pass nozai because there is machlokes, there should be a tzitzul. According to some poskim, one would be able to sew back on the corner and not have to take off the tzitzis and put it back. Why? Since when this tzitzis was put on, it was put on the kashrus, similar to what we said. We all have with our dome, with our permanent sikkas, yeah, we have to put on the schach when the roof is open, yet even after we've closed the roof and we open, we say it continues to be kosher, why nasa the kashas. There it's easier to understand because the roof is not something which has happened, no change has been made in the schach, it's external. But we see that there are, Rishonim and Poskim say, even here when something has happened to the beged itself, it's been cut off, as long as leketchila, when it was made, if someone would have a corner on its own, would put on a tzitzah and then sew it onto the beged, everyone would agree it's not okay. Since when it was put on, it was part of the beged, although it got torn off, that would be okay.
The Bach said the sukkachai mezuzah. Bach.
A normal sikka is often a gemura, that it's or often a rambam shech nurach. It's put a sikka in a house, maybe it could be different. So first of all, he says that the house which the roof has been taken off and then been put back on, and the choyer would have to put back on the choyer. He doesn't mention he'd have to put back the same roofing as he had leketchila. If he puts back a different roofing, one could ask, because that all the poskim agree that one can't take a corner that has been cut off and put it on a different beged. Although it was put on, this tzitzah was put on. On this beged, the kashrus, it would only work if it only kosher if it goes back to its original place. On a different way, in the choyer, again, I didn't see him bring it. One would have to put back the same roofing. That's one thing he says. He says there are poskim who say that one would only be allowed to put it back if the corner is still connected, even by a thread or by a mashini. It has to be connected, a mashini, that you should be able to sew it back. If it's come back off completely, one wouldn't. Yet he brings some Achivas Milam Mintz, who says that there is a Skira in the Rishon who says so, and he would suggest that there's a difference if he took it off with intention to put it back, or straight away when it got tore off, he had intention on sewing it back, it wouldn't have to be connected to drop. If he was Masiach Das and he was planning to discard the beged, and then he decided it would have to be connected here, since when he takes off the roofing, he's hotens in mind to put it back on, that would be okay. Our domes, or those people who've got a permanent dome, is Zecher not worse than a corner which has come off and is still connected, because the proper roofing, which is the dome, always stays connected, it's on the hinges. So nowadays, a person who's got in his permanent dining room or kitchen a dome, yeah, which he puts tzach on, would certainly not have to take off his mezuzah and put it back on, because the main structure is basically still there. It's certainly not worse than a beged, which the corner has partially come off, but is still connected. And Poskim bring down a Chivas Maharu Susan, who's one of the Friedrich Achreinim, who has a shalda with a door frame, the whole frame with the mezuzah, came off or was taken off for work, whether one can take that frame after the work's been done and put it back. Again, he says that to put it back on a different doorway would be the equivalent of taking the corner and putting it back on a different vehicle, which is not good. Even putting it back on the same would depend on the machlekes of Rishonim by Tzitzis, whether one can restore the kunoth, the corner, to the original begiv if it has been disconnected completely. L'choyra al-shala, even if we were to assume, and I can imagine so, that even if a bayis should be sfina, one can say one can live in, I don't think anyone or normal person would attempt to be in the porter cabin while it's in the air. I think we can assume, although someone told me there is somewhere, a hotel or whatever, but from the Hamtik Welt, it's not a lie, but people do sometimes not normal things. I think there's somewhere, a place where there's a room or somewhere in the air on a crane. That's not the normal, that's definitely not the normal way a person would make his a resident. So L'choyna, while it's on the air, and even when it's on the trailer, I don't think, unless it's a protester who's not happy to have been removed, but again, a normal person would not live in the porter cabin even while it's on the trailer. So I think it's fair to assume that while it's in transit in the air, and in the transit it's porter, yet once it's come back, L'choyna, it's even better than a tzitza which has been torn off, which something has happened over here, whereas this, again, it's not something which is clear. L'choyra, the porter cabin is now exactly the same to what it was just something there. So the question is, one would not have to take off the mezuzah, even if one would want to be machna, but one would certainly not make a brucha.